大康自然健康中心成立于1987年，率先将自然疗法、同类疗法同埋碗畅水疗引进香港。我哋提供各项整全性治疗方式，排除体内毒素，增强自身免疫系统，一切尽在大康自然健康中心。电话25773798，网址www.naturalhealing.com.hk。
以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
好，欢迎大家咧，今次再嚟收听我哋嘅自然疗法与你同埋自力更生呢个节目。嗱，今次点解有一个好特别嘅安排咧？就因为我今次有一位好特别嘅嘉宾咧 ，Anita Mojani， 因为佢所讲嘅信息系非常非常之重要咧，所以我哋决定咧系今次我哋嘅访问咧系会喺两个节目咧都会。分开嚟咧，系转播出嚟嘅。咁同我喺我隔篱咧，就由李永康啦。
系你好。
咁我两位咧就会同大家咧就系、是、做今次嘅主持啦。咁 Anita 咧，多谢你 ，Thank you Anita， thank you for coming to our program。嗱，Anita 咧其实系好忙嘅，我哋都约咗成好多个月噶啦。咁但系咧就始终咧，原来佢唔喺香港。咁佢一直咧喺其他国家咧。其实最近你喺其他啲地方系你有啲忙紧啲乜嘢？
I've been speaking all over the world, traveling all over the world, doing speaking engagements.
系啦，咁 Anita 咧就喺外国咧就系有好多演讲嘅。咁譬如咩国家咧
？The U.S. all over Europe, U.S., Australia, some parts of Asia like Philippines.
嗱，大家听到啦吓，美国啦，美国呢个好大嘅地方吓，欧洲啦、澳洲啦吓，有啲菲律宾啦。咁点解咧 ？Anita 咧会系要？俾咁多地方啲人咧邀请咧要去讲座咧，咁原来咧 Anita 咧系佢有一个好独特嘅经历嘅吓。咁、啊、如果大家有机会咧睇到 Anita 有一本书叫做《Dying to Be Me》，咁呢本书咧其实亦都有个中文版噶啦，叫做《死过一次才会学爱》啊，《死过一次才会学爱》。咁呢本书咧就喺 Anita 咧就喺2012年3月度呢就出咗版之后呢，喺两个礼拜之内呢，喺纽约嗰个时报啦，就係、是、成为一个最畅销嘅书嘅流行榜嘅。咁好啦，咁点解呢本书会咁受欢迎呢？呢本书其实讲啲咩嘅呢？其实呢呢本书所讲嘅呢係 Anita 嘅喺香港嘅一个经历。咁呢个经历呢係大家如果听到之后呢，我相信大家都好有兴趣，好有兴趣呢就买嗰本书呢就係、是、详细啲去睇睇啦。到底 Anita 经历过咩嘢呢？咁嗱好啦， Anita 呢係一个香港长大嘅印度女士。咁佢可以话一个传统嘅印度家庭长大嘅。咁佢喺新加坡出身啦，大概两三岁咧就嚟香港嘅。咁如果你睇佢一本书嘅所叙述咧，大家我相信咧就好有亲切感嘅，因为佢讲嗰啲嘢咧，我直情知道佢讲系边间学校，去过咩地方咁，佢去个庙系边度，我直我知道系地方噶。咁呢个系 Anita 可以咁讲，系一个不知不觉一个香港人嚟嘅。咁 Anita 咧系一个香港嘅即系成长嘅过程啦，系咪一个传统嘅印度家庭成长啦？咁佢喺香港读嘅香港嘅local school 啦吓，咁跟住就英基啦 ，English School Foundation 咁。咁佢毕业咗之后咧，就香港咧做咗好多年嘢嘅。咁但系 Anita 咧喺大概喺2002年度咯，系咪？2002年度啦。咁佢不幸咧，佢就被发现咧，就佢患咗一种叫淋巴癌，叫 Hodgkin's lymphoma， 一种淋巴癌嚟嘅。咁但系四年之后咧，嗰、那个淋巴咧就已经咧系发展到咧系最尾期第四期啦。佢当时咧就剩翻85磅嘅体重。
医生，你要讲一讲咩叫淋巴癌先，因为好多听众可能唔知咩叫淋巴癌。
咁大家都听过啦，血癌啦，我相信大家都知啦，同嗰个白血球、红血球有关嘅。咁淋巴癌咧可以咁讲系白血球细胞共淋巴细胞咧系过度活跃。不受控制地生长啦，咁呢个一个系统性嘅癌症嚟嘅。咁嗱，咁当时咧佢被发现有呢个问题啦，咁佢亦都即系用即系企图用唔同嘅方法咧去处理啦，包括翻去印度啦，咁香港有好多用其他嘅自然方法啦，咁处理咗一轮。咁但最终到四年之后咧，2006年嘅时候咧，嗰、那个病 情咧已经系发展到咧系好尾期噶啦。咁当时咧喺Anita 咧就喺可以剩翻85磅系嘛，咁就好消瘦啦，周身嗰啲瘤肿都系咁，即系一个好痛苦嘅阶段咧。咁就结果咧就入咗香港医院嗰度啦。咁喺个深切治疗部咧 ，Anita 咧就进入一个昏迷嘅状态。咁好奇怪咧，喺呢个昏迷嘅状态咧。Anita 咧可以话咧去咗另外一个境界吓，即系我哋有啲话叫阴间，其实我唔觉得唔应该用阴间嚟到形容佢嘅，系一个另外嘅境界咧。咁喺佢个境界里边咧，佢见到佢10年前过身嘅爸爸，亦都见到佢2年前过身嘅好好嘅朋友嘅。咁佢生前咧，佢成日觉得同佢爸爸咧就有少少，即系唔系咁孝顺啦，有啲嘢做得唔够好啊咁样。咁佢成有种好似好内疚嘅。咁但系咧，突然之间咧，喺呢个昏迷嘅状态咧，佢个身体咧，可以话个灵魂啦吓，咁走入第二个境界啦。咁喺个过程之度咧，佢直情感应得到咧，医院里边嗰啲医生啊、护士啊所讲嗰啲说话喎。咁佢亦都感应得到咧，佢自己有个细佬咧喺印度咧就。赶住搭飞机嚟，咁啊呢头嗰阵时谂啊，佢话：哎呀，唔好担心啊，唔使嘥钱嚟揾我噶啦，我 OK 噶啦咁样。咁但佢感应晒好多好多嘅嘢咧，跟住咧就佢去到嗰度咧，佢就感应到佢爸爸啦吓。即系我用简单嘅做法，应该系感应吓，即系佢唔系话望得到睇到，唔系我一般嘅嗰种嘅感觉嚟到知道。佢感应到咧，佢感应佢爸爸嘅存在啦，感应到佢嗰个一个好好朋友啦。咁喺个过程里边咧，佢就领会到一种好特别嘅感觉咧。佢覺得咧，雖然咧當時嘅感覺係非常非常之開心嘅，好愉快嘅，充滿愛嗰種嘅感覺嘅。咁但係咧，佢覺得啊，咁哇呢個感覺非常之好喎。咁我而家喺我身體喺醫院裏邊個身體咧，係已經即係充滿一個美期嘅癌症，一個好辛苦嘅。咁佢就要作一個決定啦，到底。继续即系留喺一个咁好嘅境界咧，还系需要翻去咧？咁喺嗰本书佢叙述咧，佢当时佢爹哋咧俾佢一个信息咧，就话咧，其实咧你系时间未到嘅，即系你唔系而家唔系呢个时候嚟嘅，你应该翻去啊嗰、那个、那个世间啦吓。咁 Anita 亦都感觉到咧，佢感觉到咧，佢突然之间佢知道咧，啊，其实点解我会病嘅咧？啊，点解我会有呢啲尾期嘅癌症咧？其实我唔应该有嘅，我知道咧，如果我翻去咧，我个病会好快会好得翻嘅啦。咁同时咧，佢亦都感觉到咧，其实佢要翻嚟嘅地球啦，因为佢觉得有一个好重要嘅信息咧，佢系需要俾我哋好多人知道嘅。咁于是乎咧，佢就可以咁话咧，那个灵魂咧走翻去个肉体嗰度啦。咁好奇妙地咧，喺佢翻嚟嗰个医院嗰个肉体里边咧，喺短短7日度咧，佢嗰啲尾期癌症系完全消失到清清光光，咁呢个当然咧系一个医学界一个好奇迹嚟嘅，啊，佢当然咧西医都有佢嘅解释啦，吓，佢用到啲化疗之类啦，咁但系咧系经过外国嘅瘤肿科嘅医生咧嚟香港睇晒佢个当时嘅医疗嗰啲资料啦，系断定咧佢系唔会自己好嘅，喺一般情况之下唔应该好嘅，咁即系话咧 ，Anita 咧有一种好特别嘅经验咧，系一种经历咧，系唔单止令佢克服咗。佢嗰个一个尾期癌症咧，同埋咧，佢呢个经历咧，系俾佢有一种好深嘅体会，即系呢个体会呢个信息咧，佢觉得咧系需要咧，差唔多佢觉得一种任务咧，佢需要咧系转即系讲过俾全球人听嘅。咁好啦，翻到嚟冇几耐啦，你 Anita 咧就喺网上啊，同大家嚟沟通一下啦，讲下啲信息俾人听啦。咁但系有啲人咧就系好即系拖拖，可能有啲好客气咧听下啦。咁但系有啲信息亦都麻麻地噶，即系听到资料麻麻地嘅。咁但系好快咧。佢個經歷咧就喺傳播喺外國有啲網址有啲網站咧，咁得到個有啲人咧覺得哇呢啊呢個經驗係好特別嘅，我應該咧好好地去探討佢。咁有一位 Doctor Wayne Dyer 咧，咁就知道咗之後咧，佢就話我哋應該咧叫 Anita 咧想辦法叫 Anita 咧將佢個資料就寫一本書嘅。咁冇幾耐咧，佢哋大家接頭咗啦，咁就安排咗一個 Hay Publishing 啦。company 咧就叫 Anita 咧就出咗一本书嘅，咁呢本书喺2012年3月份出咗，2个星期喺纽约时报嗰个流行榜咧系成为最流行嘅书嚟嘅，咁跟住咧就成个嘅情况就改晒啦 ，Anita 咧就忙到咧就系要将个信息咧就系要全世界去广播，而佢当时佢亦都知道咧，佢要翻地球咧，其实有呢个任务咧，佢系要做嘅。佢有呢个任务咧，佢系需要做嘅。咁好啦，咁 Anita 咧，或者我嗱，我 我知道啦，你受接受访问咧，我都唔会少过一百次噶，唔会少过一百次噶啦。可能咧系全世界性嘅。咁我相信咧，好多人都系即系都觉得你死过翻山啊，所以俗啲讲系死过翻山。咁我相信第一件事，人哋会问你咧，其实你当时咧死嗰阵时嗰种系个感觉系点样样嘅？
My feeling while I was in the other side, I was feeling.Like, now I apologize, this part I have to say in English.
我们很多听众都会听的。
I was feeling very free and light and really, really amazing feeling, like happiness, joy, and also feeling a lot of love, like love for myself, as if I was just completely embraced in love and very light and all the pain from the cancer was gone, all the fear was gone. It was just the most amazing feeling.
相信呢个系好紧要嘅信息吓，即系好多人会问啦，哇，死咗会点样样噶？系咪？系咪会见一个所谓嘅时光隧道啊？咁样样会唔会有地狱啊？咁之类，喂，好多人都有呢种咁样嘅，原来嘅一种咁样嘅恐惧嘅。咁啊，呢条嘅经验就话咧，佢当时咧感觉一种好自由、好释放嗰种感觉嘅。佢觉得系一种充满嗰种爱。一种感觉充满个爱，同埋咧，佢嗰种痛苦啊，佢种恐惧咧，系完全系消失晒。
Yeah.
And then,
and then, I was aware of everything that was happening around me. I could hear everything everybody was saying, even though my eyes were closed. I was completely in a coma. I could hear even things that were outside. It was like.I was not in my body anymore. It was like I could be everywhere. Outside the room, I was aware of my brother who was in India getting on a flight to come and see me. And I was aware that my brother was very, very upset and sad and trying to reach me. And so I became aware that I needed to stay alive until he came.
嗱，咁啊，当时咧，佢感觉上咧，佢突然之间感觉受周遭所有事物咧，佢都即时感应得到嘅吓。虽然佢当时系应该系一个昏迷嘅状态啦，咁但佢感觉到咧，所有世界上每一个地方咧，佢都感应得到。咁当时咧，佢睇到咧，佢知道佢嗰、那个个细佬啦，就喺印度咧就赶住即系安排飞机赶住翻嚟啦，睇佢啲家姐嘅情况点样样啦。
Then I became aware of my father. My father had died 10 years before, but I became aware of my father, and it felt like my father was there to comfort me, to greet me. And I was aware that I was dying. And my father, it was like my father wanted me to know that it was not my time yet, that he wanted me to go back, but I didn't want to go back.Because it was so amazing on that side. It was so beautiful. And I didn't want to go back to a sick and dying body.
咁佢当时呢佢就感应到佢爸爸出现啦。咁佢亦都当时呢佢觉得佢爸爸嘅出现呢系安慰佢嘅。因为你知道啦喺一个经过四年嘅原来癌症嘅折磨啦佢喺一个好痛苦嘅状态嘅。咁佢当时感觉呢我真係唔想返去。因为咁痛苦嘅癌症已经折磨咗我四年呢我真係唔想返去嘅。
And then I also came, my best friend. I had lost my best friend to cancer 2 years before. And she was also there. And I felt as though that my father and my best friend had both been helping me while I was alive, while I had cancer. Even though I didn't know it at that time.I now understood that they had been helping me the whole time.
咁佢跟住咧，佢感应到咧，佢两年前过咗身嘅好好朋友嘅。咁佢感觉上咧，其实咧，佢四年里边嘅癌症嘅折磨嘅过程咧，佢爸爸同埋佢呢个好好朋友咧，其实咧喺冥冥中咧，其实系帮紧佢嘅。
And during my life, even though my relationship with my father was not always good because my father had wanted me to have an arranged marriage and I didn't want an arranged marriage. And I always felt that I had disappointed my father. But now here in this realm, all I felt from my father was just pure, unconditional love.
因为呢他在爸爸在生的时候呢，他当时跟爸爸呢都因为有一个婚姻，他早期呢在传统的印度呢，很多时候呢他习惯呢就会帮你安排个婚姻的。他当时呢也都经历过这样东西，当然他也都不是很满意这件婚姻。他感觉上呢，其实可能呢我令到我爹地失望了他，我没有做他应该做的事。他其实一直有点内疚的。但是当时他感觉呢，其实他所感觉是一种纯的爱的感觉。他只能够感应得到一种是无私的无条件的爱的感受的。
我想问一问呢，在你曾经是相看过几次，超过一次，好有成四次那么多的。那你甚至当时就说不想要有一个印度人做你的丈夫，但结果呢阿 Danny 是你的丈夫啊。即是结果你问阿Danny 有什么咁出众可以令你改变晒所有嘢呢？
Danny 不同啊， he's so different, because Danny is just like me, and I had told my parents that I'm not going to marry an Indian guy, because I went to an English school and I've never lived in India, and I said, oh, I'm not going to marry an Indian guy. You know, because the expectation is very different for the woman in an Indian marriage. And the woman has to stay at home and cook and take care of children. But I'm more a career woman, and so expectation is different. But when I met Danny, his background was the same as mine. He grew up in Hong Kong. He also went to an international school in Hong Kong, an ESF school in Hong Kong, but different from me, so we didn't know each other as kids. And his parents also wanted him to have an arranged marriage, and he didn't want an arranged marriage. And he told his parents that he is not going to marry an Indian. And so we both realized that we are more alike than even a foreigner, even if I had more in common with him than even if I married a foreigner.
负负得正。所以呢就讲啦。虽然呢佢过去呢，因为呢大家可能都对有啲印度嘅传统嘅印度家庭啦，女性呢通常呢要好服从啦，要服从丈夫啦，要服从嗰啲个 in-laws 啦，系咪？咁因为我喺我嘅诊所里面呢，我亦都有时呢处理到有啲印度嘅病人啦，佢都讲俾你屋企嗰种气氛㗎，佢好紧张㗎。每次我啲 in-laws 喺印度嚟香港呢，哇佢好紧张，我有冇紧张？咪当佢咪随意啦 ，self just help yourself 系咪？唔使咁紧张。咁好啦，咁佢咧当时咧都觉得咧，哎呀，即系印度嘅文化咧，其实我唔惯嘅。我即系香港长大，西方文化长大，中国文化长大。咁所以咧，佢当时都话，哎，我一定都唔会嫁个印度人噶啦。咁但系咧，就结果咧就遇着 Danny 啦。咁Danny 咧原来有相似嘅经验，香港长大，英基学校咁样，亦都话咧我唔会做一个印度女性嘅。咁结果咧。相同的背景之下呢，他两个呢就差不多了。
It's a good question.
I read the books.
大家呢在那本书也可以看到这一段的爱情故事，都可以听得到的。Okay, continue. Then,
so my father was encouraging me to come back, but in that realm, the other thing that was happening was,It was like everything was very clear to me. I was understanding everything about my life. I understood why I had the cancer, and that was the biggest thing. I started to understand why I had the cancer, why I was lying in the hospital bed in that moment in time. And I then felt as though,My father was saying to me that now that you understand this truth of who you are, you can go back and live your life fearlessly. And I started to understand that if I chose to go back, now that I understood what caused my cancer, and now that I understood the truth of who I really am, the cancer would disappear.
当时呢 ,Anita 呢突然间有一个好清晰的感觉呢，佢明白晒啦。 即系佢明白晒佢自己一生所经佢所遭遇嘅嘢。点解佢会有癌症咧？点解佢会喺嗰个医院嗰个病床里边咧？咁佢当时咧，佢感觉上咧，佢就话佢爸爸好似想俾一个资料佢，即系嗱，你而家已经知道个真相啦。你知道个真相咧，其实咧，而家系你应该翻翻去咧，系重新咧，系好好地咧，系活落去嘅。咁当时佢就好清晰咧，系感应到呢个信息嘅。
And I felt as though I had not fulfilled my purpose yet, because at first, as I said, at first I felt I didn't want to come back, but then I started to understand that I had not fulfilled my purpose in this life yet, so I had to come back and fulfill it. I felt also that my husband, Danny, had not finished or fulfilled his purpose, and his purpose and mine were linked together. So if I don't come back, even he cannot fulfill his purpose also.
Because in the Anita 话咧，佢当时佢感觉到咧，其实咧佢有啲嘢系未曾完成嘅，即系有啲需要做嘅嘢佢未完成嘅。咁佢亦都感觉到咧，其实 Danny 佢个丈夫咧，其实都好似有一种相似一样嘢嘅。佢两家系有啲嘢需要要完成嘅。嗱，咁我记得咧 ，Anita 喺本书都提过咧，佢好惊咧，如果佢唔翻嚟咧，佢 Danny 都唔会活得好耐啊。系咪佢两三百足英台啊？佢觉得哎呀，我唔得，我一定要去，咪 Danny 都挂，都唔会得好耐。OK， 好。
And so I slowly then made the choice to come back. Actually, so many things happen on the other side, but time is very different on the other side. It's like it was like I had.Awakened from a dream. It's like physical life is a dream. So it was like I had awakened, and there's so many things that I can talk about, so much clarity that I received. But when I started to understand that, that we are actually physically amazing, magnificent beings, we are much stronger than we think we are. When I started to understand all this truth, I realized that if I chose to come back, that my body would heal. I slowly made the decision to come back into my body.
咁当时咧 ，Anita 嘅感觉咧，佢好似感觉上好似佢如梦初醒，好似一个喺一个睡梦中咁醒咗咧，突然之间所有嘢都好清晰嘅。啊，咁佢亦都觉得咧。即系其实我哋嘅生命咧系一个好伟大嘅，系好强嘅。我哋每个人咧系个力量系好大嘅。我哋只不过咧系未曾有机会咧系将佢发挥出嚟嘅啫。
And so, slowly I started to open my eyes. I had been in a coma for, just over one day, about 30 hours. And slowly I started to open my eyes. And I was, of course, still, my body was very, very weak and sick. I still had the tubes in me. But my family was so surprised that I was starting to wake up. And I saw my brother standing there. He had just arrived from India. He had come straight to the hospital. His suitcase was right behind him. And my husband was standing there, my mother, and they were all so happy that I was...waking up because the doctors had told them that these were my final hours.
咁当然咧，经过30小时嘅昏迷咧 ，Anita 咧终于咧慢慢睁开张眼啦。咁当然咧，佢身体当时仍然都好弱啦，周身插晒啲管啦，系咪？咁但系咧，当然屋企周围嘅人喺佢周围见到，哇，都好惊奇咯。啊 ，Anita 都会醒翻嘅。咁佢亦都见到佢嗰个细佬啦，揸住喺机场揸住个两架行李箧咧，就赶翻嚟医院嗰度等佢嘅。咁佢亦都见到佢嘅先生啦 ，Danny 啦喺佢身边。
And then, the doctors though, because they knew I was still very, very weak, they were still, telling my family to be cautious.And slowly, what happened though is that over the next few days, like by the second day, I was telling the doctors that you can start to take the food tube out. I'm ready to eat normal food. And the doctors found that I was starting to breathe without the breathing machine. So they took off the breathing machine and they were running tests. And within 4 days, they found that my tumors had shrunk by 70%.
咁好啦，咁当时咧，当然咧，大家都好惊讶啦。咁医生都好小心嘅，叫大家都系人流。咁好啦，咁但到第二日咧，咁 Anita 咧觉得咧，你帮我掹咗啲嗰啲胃喉啦，我唔需要噶啦。咁其实我亦都自己可以呼吸啦，唔需要嗰个呼吸器嗰个帮助啦。咁到第四日嘅时候咧，医生咧发现咧 ，Anita 嘅身里边嗰啲瘤肿咧系缩咗成70% 嘅。好啦，咁我哋咧就先有个小休息啦吓，好快会翻嚟噶啦。
六创意健康店是一间最多元化选择的健康店，提供2000多种不同种类的健康食品和饮品、环保家居及个人用品、健康产品、营养补充剂、一系列健康书籍等等。六创意健康店电话2882-4848，网址3个 W.HEALTHSHOP.com.HK。